consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, this is Steve Clipp. As the lady said, for almost 30 years, I've been an architect focused on the design of custom homes. There are 4 main areas of focus in the creation of a dream home: how it functions, how it looks, the aesthetics, how to get it built, and what it's going to cost. My business has been to focus on each one of these and to do each one to the best it can be. And I hope in talking about it with you that not only can you participate in the dream home race, but you can win it. It's been 2 decades now. But just before my children were ready to start school, we decided to move to the best school district in the area. We spent a year looking at houses, trying to find the best combination of a potential for, you know, design success and a good bargain. There was a house that really stood out to me. It was designed by a known architect, and it was a show place. I walked around with my wife, and I started to get this uncomfortable feeling. I turned to her and said, "You know, I think this house will have us divorced in a year." Well, as it turned out, the house was on the market because of a divorce. What was it about this house that made it seem so uncomfortable? It was, had been custom built, and it was beautiful, but it had a cold feeling to it. There wasn't any warmth, and there was almost too much space. It separated people rather than bringing them together. I can remember standing in the kitchen and looking to the family room. There was a space in between for, you know, for a dining area.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement, get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Ever wondered what private investigators really do and how they go about solving cases? Each week, PIs Declassified gives a glimpse into this little-known world. Join your host, Francie Kaler, a noted private investigator, in conversations with detectives and experts in the field. False confessions, forensic evidence, finding missing persons, exposing fraud, exonerating the innocent. All areas that Francie and her guests will cover. And have they got stories to tell? Tune in and call in to the live show Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on Voice America Variety.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers leaders together in conversations that make a difference right here on the Voice America Business Channel every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, somehow the connection got disturbed, but I'm back. And really, the title of this today's show is Romancing the Home. When you think about romance, you know, it can be about flowers and it can be about special dates. But you decide to marry this guy or this girl because you like spending time with them. And your house should reinforce that. When you think of your house, it can strengthen your marriage. We live in this frenetic world. And our homes are a sanctuary. I can remember my wife and I were both workaholics, and we'd work her job. She officially worked 65 hours a week. And I also worked quite a few hours. When we finally come home, we'd only have a few hours to be together. And the house can encourage that. When you think of home, there's one thing that you do every day, which is you have to cook dinner, eat dinner, and clean up. So for 2 hours each evening, someone's in the kitchen. If you combine your kitchen and your family room, then you can be together during that time, and that becomes kind of the nucleus around which you build your family and your intimate time together. You know, as you sit in the kitchen and you work, you're doing a necessary task, and the companionship is easy. And today's home, really, you build around the kitchen. It's making serving and eating together as easy as possible. Today's home really is built around the kitchen, with off of it a family room and a place to eat. And it's the time, it's really what brings a family together. And that is the core of the house, and really the nicest kitchen is one where you can be together, sit and talk. I can remember a kitchen growing up, and beside it was a little intimate sitting area, just a fireplace and a love seat. And the idea of sitting there and having a drink, reading the paper, talking to my wife as we prepared dinner. Then later, eating dinner and sitting again, one of us as the other one cleaned up. In this way, a house can bring you together and can give you time. I look at so many houses and the kitchen's isolated, you know, the tasks are isolated. And so you're separated with one in the kitchen and one in the family room, and you're pulled apart. You can also remember, you know, as a family, sitting and eating lunch, eating dinner together, and you can design a kitchen that encourages that. In the middle of our kitchen, we have a big island, and that's where we'd eat all of our meals, eat our dinners. We had a family room. We had a breakfast room and a breakfast table, but it was 6 steps away. We had this island that was 1 step. It was incredibly easy to serve a dinner there. It was incredibly easy for all of us to gather around and talk about to go to break. After the break, I'll get into the bedrooms. And thank you.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to women of all races talk about how they have thought of dating outside of their races shows there's a current trend in interracial relationships that should be explored. Tune in to Interracial Relationships. Where do you stand? What's on your mind? Your host, Flora Pickett Coley, will speak to experts and individuals who are involved in interracial relationships. Our goal is to have open discussions on the issues. Listen every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune in to The Hoffman Connection for inspiration, a life of passion and purpose. Hosts Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune will bring you ways to remove the blocks in your life that are holding you back. Along with their guest experts, Raz and Ed will use their experience and expertise to help you learn to get closer to what matters to you most. And by doing so, improve your life and the lives of others. The Hoffman Connection can be heard live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipart@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, I'm back. Well, okay, most of us, you know, we really have busy lives and we're bombarded all around. Our house is our sanctuary, and even beyond that, our bedroom is our sanctuary. Really, you've got, it depends on where you are in life. If you have a growing family and children and two jobs, you're really busy, and your master bedroom becomes that retreat, that sanctuary, and where to get away from children, yes, away from children, away from the media and the outside world, and away from your work and your worries. It's a place to be alone together, and really, really necessary. Then you've got another time in life after the children have left or and you're alone and it's just the two of you where the master bedroom should not be this isolated sanctuary. It shouldn't be a place that's off and no one can get to. It's just the two of you. And now you really want to be together and you have a connection. And now you want the master bedroom to communicate with the house, especially with the kitchen. At some point, perhaps even when one of you is sick, the ability to communicate and be part of the overall house is really important. Anyway, the first part. Okay, you've got kids and you're... bedroom is your sanctuary. There are a couple of things, and it may sound strange, but there are a couple of absolute things that you need. One is a solid door. You need a solid core, heavy door that you can just shut it all out. And that possibly a rule that nobody crosses that doorway without permission. Sounds strange, but it is very necessary to make your bedroom into your sanctuary. Okay, in the bedroom. You know, I look at a lot of master bedrooms, and they're just boxes. They inspire nothing. You need to make it a special place. And there are a couple of different components to the master bedroom. The main one is a sleep chamber. A sleep chamber is focused on the bed, and it is a special place for the bed. I see a lot of bedrooms that are great big, and the bed is just an object stuck in this large space. It really doesn't communicate with it. So you need a sleep chamber, and possibly, if you have more space, a sitting area, a quiet retreat where just one or two people can be and be alone. What makes a good sleep chamber? Well, it can't be too big. If you've got too big of a space, it becomes impersonal and the bed doesn't fit the space. So really it needs to be about 14 feet by 14 feet, maybe 16 by 16, but no bigger than that. And be really nice. Every space in the house be made nicer than it is, and the sleep chamber especially. One good idea is to raise the ceiling. There are two different things that run counter to each other. One is the mind perceives volumes of space. So you want to walk in and perceive a high, airy space. And at the same time, especially in the sleep chamber, you want to be cozy. And the mind perceives coziness by the height of the wall. So the best sleep chamber is one in which the walls are low and cozy, 8 or 9 feet, and the ceiling is high and airy, somewhere between 10 and 12 feet. One of the neatest ideas I saw is, well, first it's like creating a cocoon around the bed, but you don't want to stifle it. One of the neatest ideas I saw was getting new worldy, the idea of pyramid power and creating the sleep chamber, the bedroom, as a perfect pyramid, starting at 8 feet and having the walls rise up as you would a pyramid. Then, because you don't want to get too tall, you know, stopping and flattening the ceiling at about 11 or 12 feet. But in the concept of new world ideas, all of the good feeling that's in the bedroom then is concentrated up in this pyramid and brought back down on the bed. And one of the neat things I saw, one of the houses I did that had a pyramidal bedroom, was they then painted the walls and ceiling in a copper metallic paint. Again, with the idea of capturing all of the good feeling and bringing it back to the bed. We're about to go to break. Well, then, after the break, I'll tell you about a feng shui idea with ceiling beams. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
So are you connected to the meaning of your life? Are your relationships and career satisfying and fulfilling? How about your parenting? Are you feeling some challenges there? Listen for He Said, She Said every week with husband and wife, Jonathan Nadelman and Carrie Dino. In addition to being married and the parents of a spirited daughter, Carrie and Jonathan share over 40 years of clinical experience as psychotherapists and want to hear all about the challenges you're facing. He Said, She Said airs live Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Are you lost, fed up, knowing you're better, and yet not knowing why? Let Derek O'Neill transform the not knowing into the knowing by showing you the way. Whether it's not being able to drop the excess weight to unhealthy relationships or finances that you know you deserve, Derek provides insights that are like magnets to invite what you want in your life and repel what you don't want. Tune in to Derek now to discover how to improve your life immediately and unleash the winner that you know you are and others need to see. Listen Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
So what is this thing called love? It's a question that people have attempted to answer for centuries, and it's a subject that will continue to fascinate us until the end of time. This show is all about people just like you, along with experts and celebrities, all sharing experiences dealing with matters of the heart. Join your hosts, Devin Berger and Jamel Davenport, every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, for This Thing Called Love on the Voice America Variety Channel, and get the answers about love that you need.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's clipark@yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, this is Steve Klipp back again. This is actually my first show, and as you can tell, I'm taking some time getting into it. But a master bedroom is a sanctuary, and you know, and as I said, it has should have a sleep chamber. One of the big things is no TV. If it is a sanctuary, if it is a place to get away from the world, then it needs to be simple and straightforward and calming. You have a sleep chamber. One really nice feature, if you have extra space, is to also have a little sitting area off of it. Often I'll put that in a bay window. And just enough space for one or two people when you feel like being alone by yourself, and within your sanctuary. The other area of the master bedroom is the master bath. And when you sleep, it should be peaceful, restful, with minimum stimulus. But when you wake, you should wake in joy. The master bedroom, I can see no light in there. But the master bath should be flooded with light, especially east light. And when you walk from the bedroom into the bathroom, it's like, wow, good morning. A couple of things about marriage. One of the advice I heard years ago about marriage is that there should always be some mystery to it. And really that equates to privacy. You should give each other some. You know, you're married to someone year after year. There should always be some mystery to them. And the quote, familiarity breeds contempt, really is familiarity breeds monotony. And if you can set up a master bath, master bedroom, but more than master bath, so that you're not on top of each other, and it isn't, oh, all truth all the time, but rather, you know, you've got privacy from each other, and you constantly find yourself rediscovering your spouse. That's neat. And I think that's part of a successful long-term marriage. How do you do that? Well, for one thing, you put the toilet in a separate compartment. You know, it really is not a glamorous part of our day. Privacy. And at the same time, there needs to be a window in there. Just because. The shower also. I don't know how many of you watched the movie Psycho years ago. But anyone who did, showers are not the most comfortable place. So no clear glass. No putting the shower in the middle of the room and feeling as though you step into it and you're on display or you're on show. No. Use obscure glass. Put it around the corner. One of the things I really like doing is putting the toilet and the shower in their own separate space so that that becomes the wet area, the functional bathroom. And then the rest of the bathroom becomes more of a living space. Just as I said in the kitchen, you spend a couple of hours a day in the kitchen, and someone does, and it can become the social time where you're together. The same can be said of the master bath. Each morning, you spend some time in there, a half hour, could be longer. That's the other possibility where, as a couple, you can be together and be social. So, if you can separate, the more you can separate the function, the toilet and the shower, that stuff, from the sinks and just the general space of the bathroom, the more it can become a living space. One big thing I love is the idea of putting a comfortable chair in there. You can sit in this chair, you know, as you're getting ready to go out in the evening and your wife is putting on her makeup. You can sit in the chair and talk to her. Likewise, as you're getting ready, she can sit in the chair and talk to you. The Whirlpool tubs that we put in our bathrooms are seldom used. And the main function, truly the main function of that Whirlpool tub in the bathroom, is that it creates space. It gives a volume to the room and opens it up. You can do that with the Whirlpool tub. You can also reserve the space for a tub if someone else wants to put it in, and instead put that comfortable chair there. And then you can sit and you can talk as you get ready. It really is a nicer way to go in your home. The idea of this show was romancing the home. The truth is, most of romance is a chance for intimacy, a chance to be together, just the two of you, and enjoy each other. And this is one of the main things that you do every day. It's one of the chances that you have every day for that time. You know, then the other things that you, for the master bedroom or master bath. One of you is probably neater than the other. One of you may be a slob. One of you may be a pack rat. But get separate closets. You know, they can be near each other. But define what is her space and what is his space. That just keeps down a lot of the dissension. And one issue I always had was my wife, who had a lot more clothes than me, would always try and steal some of my space. And which was fine, as long as, well, she was more neat than I am, so, but as long as it was neat, that was okay. Separate closets. One of the other things I really love are two ideas. The first is putting a dresser in the closet. So that, well, before that is the idea of the closet as a room. Put a little more space in there, just a foot of space, and perhaps not even put a door on it. So that it becomes part of the larger room. And put a dresser in there. So that you can step in, get out of the shower, step in, and completely get dressed in that space. It's a beautiful function. And far more efficient than, you know, having to cross the room to get you a dresser and cross the room to another one to get you something else. That's just simply how do you function better. But the whole idea, if you can make your bedroom a sanctuary, and the other thing that we did with ours was trying to achieve a Zen-like calm. In other words, it's not just the spaces, but also the materials that you use. In this, you know, really world, hectic, frenetic world, the more you can achieve calm, quiet, earth tones, quiet things and not too much, keeping it uncluttered and free. Anyway, that's the whole idea behind the master bath. Let's see. And I'm trying to think of other ways. A few years ago, I was designing a house. Man came to me who's one of the, he's an international speaker on holistic health. He was good friends with some of the largest figures in the world on feng shui, teachers on feng shui. And his charge was to design the perfect feng shui house. So I designed it. Had two experts looking over my shoulder. Some fascinating things came out. One is within the feng shui diagram of the home, there is a perfect space for everything. In this case, the perfect space for the master bedroom is the back right corner. Within feng shui, this is the area of greatest fertility. So to place your master bedroom in the back right corner within feng shui is believed to be right. Within the Indian culture, to set up your master bedroom so that the bed, the head of the bed is on the north wall and the bed faces south is good luck. It's talking with the feng shui guide, and he showed me a fascinating thing about beams. Had me stand under a beam and lift my right arm up well, first he had me stand out in the middle of the floor and push my right arm up. I could push up, you know, exert quite a bit of strength. Then he had me stand under a beam and push my right arm up. I couldn't. I had much less strength. And within the feng shui beliefs, beams are dividers. And much more so than I would have thought. And it was just amazing what I could not do within that, you know, underneath the beam. So I looked back on the bedroom that I just designed. And I had this beautiful bedroom with, it had a cathedral ceiling, not too high, but rising up to a point with a beam right in the middle at the point. And the bed perfectly placed, symmetrical to the cathedral ceiling, right under the beam. Within feng shui, boy, was that a mistake. Theoretically, that beam separated the two halves of the bed and made crossing them much more difficult. I don't know if there's a reality there, but it's the last bedroom I ever designed where I had the bed placed under a beam. I have done bedrooms where the bed is placed between two beams. And theoretically, then, that holds the lock, you know, and the space within that. So there are all sorts of ways. It's funny. It's not big things that make a difference, but little things. And when you design a master bedroom, it is the little things that can either bring you together or pull you apart. If you don't feel cozy in there, if you can't go in and feel that you're safe from the world, then you can't relax. And if you can't relax, obviously, you know, you're not in the mood and you don't. You're not in the mood. If you feel that you can't get away from life, then you may be. If you can't leave your cares at the door, the worst thing I can think of is bringing a BlackBerry or an iPhone to bed and checking your messages. Leave them out of there. The best thing I can think of is a cozy nook where, when you need to, you can get away. And when the two of you need to, you can get away. It's really a wonderful thing to be able to wake up in the morning and pull the drapes and have your life flooded with sunlight. Every time I do a house and the master bedroom is on the wrong side, it's on the west side or northwest, I do something to get that light in, to get the morning east light to come into the master bath. And it's just these little things. You can set up where you can set up your sinks so that they're side by side, not too close, but side by side and communicate with each other. Or you can set them up so that they're back to back. It's a subtle thing, but if your sinks are back-to-back, then you're back-to-back, and you're not sharing something, but you're opposing each other. If you can't have privacy in your bathroom, then you really try to schedule it so that you're not in the bathroom at the same time, and you lose that opportunity for intimacy, the intimacy of spirit. And that's really the romance of, you know, romance of a marriage is that this is the person you chose, and this is the person you want to spend time with. And we need to set up the house so that you get the opportunity to spend time rather than you're denied those opportunities. As I said, little things. When I come back, a complete break, and we'll talk about supply and demand and how now is the time to buy, if possible. Thank you.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to women of all races talk about how they have thought of dating outside of their races shows there's a current trend in interracial relationships that should be explored. Tune in to Interracial Relationships. Where do you stand? What's on your mind? Your host, Flora Pickett Coley, will speak to experts and individuals who are involved in interracial relationships. Our goal is to have open discussions on the issues. Listen every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune in for encouraging and motivational stories every week on Minding Your Business, Living Life Beyond Invisible Barriers. Your host, Dr. David A. Blender, brings together guests from all walks of life who not only have found personal and professional success, but who are committed to help you achieve success. Each week and with each story, we strive to change the world a little bit at a time. Minding Your Business, Living Life Beyond Invisible Barriers is broadcast live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety. Tune in to The Hoffman Connection for inspiration, a life of passion and purpose. Hosts Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune will bring you ways to remove the blocks in your life that are holding you back. Along with their guest experts, Raz and Ed will use their experience and expertise to help you learn to get closer to what matters to you most. And by doing so, improve your life and the lives of others. The Hoffman Connection can be heard live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's CLIPPARCH at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, I'm back. I started this thing because there's a lot of ideas about custom homes and really how to achieve this that I don't feel are getting out well. Part of it is the psychology, and you just heard me emote about how to create a master bedroom that brings people together. And emote to a less successful extent about how to create a main living space that brings people together. The other side of this is dollars and cents. And my next show will really be focused on that. But just a short time now to talk about it is that right now, this is one of the probably best times, at least in all the years that I've been involved with architecture, to buy a home or to renovate a home. And the other part of this show is talking about that. If you think about it, if you think of home as an investment, then like any investment, it's based on supply and demand. Right now, we have a big supply of homes and a small demand. So right now, the prices are really good. That is, if you're buying. And if you're selling at this point, you shouldn't be selling unless you have to. And, you know, the prices are what they are. But the really interesting thing is that supply and demand goes on, it's a curve. And if there's a normal, there are times when demand is high and supply is low. The prices jump up. We saw that 4 or 5 years ago. There's a time when supply is really high and prices drop. Right now, supply is really high. The prices have dropped. They've dropped way below normal and are sitting down there. I don't know when they're coming back up, but it's not very long from now. And so just as the best analogy is the stock market, in 2007, 2008, the stock market crashed. And we saw a drop by, in many cases, 50%. And oh no, doom and gloom. However, for the people who stuck around, it jumped back up. And just in the last couple of months, we've saw that the stock market has come back and is every bit as high as it was in 2007 before it dropped. The same thing holds true for homes. Maybe not to the same extent. There are places home values will rise on average 3 to 5% a year consistently forever. Where they rose 100% in 3 years, they had to crash. They had to come down, and they will come back to that norm, i.e. if you looked at the house 10 years ago or 20 years ago, they will come back to the norm that says that they go up 3 to 5% a year. Right now, they're really low. A couple of years, they won't be. So the house spot right now, there is almost no scenario where 5 years from now, it will be as low as it is today. This is a phenomenal buying opportunity. The other thing that's happened is that mortgage prices, the government is giving away money. We've got mortgage. I can remember back in 92 when, you know, times when you were looking at 10%, 12% mortgage rates. Now we're at 3.5% for a 30-year loan. 3.5% is nothing. If you can, so not only do we have super low prices, but we have super low cost of borrowing. And so this is a phenomenal time to get into the market, phenomenal time to buy a house. And I look at it, well, then you say, but I already have a home. If you have a home, if you're moving up, the same thing holds true. It's a great time. Right now, the bottom end of the market, the homes at 200,000, around there, 300,000, those are selling well, and especially in my area, they've firmed up and they're really quite good, only down 15% from their peak. The homes at the top end have suffered much more. So if you sell your house now, if you have, for instance, a $200,000 house and you sell it today and you can only get $170,000 for it. But you turn around and you buy a $400,000 house that you can get at $300,000, you've made a phenomenal investment success. Because, as I said, things normalize. And the $200,000 house will normalize back to $200,000. The $400,000 house will normalize back to $400,000. So by that trade-up, you took something that was discounted $30,000 and instead bought something that was discounted $100,000. At the same time, instead of the 5.5% mortgage that you have, or even more, you now have a 3.5% mortgage, which means that that $400,000 house is costing you very little more than the $200,000 house that you sold. So now is a phenomenal time if you understand the supply and demand of the market. And that's one of the messages that I want to get out, because in any investment, don't think of a house as a home. Think of it as an investment. In any investment, you buy low and you sell high. Well, now is a buy low time. And if you can do it, wow, you can get deals. You can be sitting pretty. And 5 years from now, you'll have a big smile on your face. Especially in the second home market. In the second home market, the discounts are even lower. And they're going to be winners. I was listening to Clark Howard talk about it. They're going to be winners 5 years from now, the people who decide to make moves today. End of the show, and next week we'll talk more about that, and I'll come back and tell you how to make that phenomenal kitchen that will bring you your family together. Thank you for listening.
Thanks again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.